A thin layer of powdery snow covered the road leading to Sasha's estate. It was colder than usual for springtime in Geneva, but the snow had already begun to melt under the influence of the early morning sun. The taxi came to an abrupt stop and discharged its two passengers in front of the tall, carved wooden entry doors.
"Do you smell that?"
"Something's burning,"
Waylon replied as he paid the cab driver and made certain that all of their bags had been deposited at the front steps.
Not a good sign at this hour of the day.
Why?
Something is troubling Father. He has lit the fireplace and is preparing for a lengthy discourse in the library.
Yeah, I remember. His favorite place for serious conversation.
Svetlana, with key in hand, hesitated briefly before inserting it and opening the door. Waylon followed from behind with the bags and placed them in the anteroom as Mama, Sasha's housekeeper, gourmet cook, and ex-KGB infiltration expert, arrived to greet them.
"How nice to see the two of you together,"
she said while drying her hands on a colorful apron.
"I have just finished serving breakfast, but much remains. Come, take off your coats and you will eat. Where is my father? Better you eat first."
Svetlana shivered while stealing a sideways glance at Waylon as they followed her towards the dining room. With breakfast consumed, Mama began to clear the table while Waylon and Svetlana drained their coffee cups. About to return to the kitchen, she stopped and turned to face Svetlana.
"Now you are ready. He is waiting in the library. But do not tell Sasha that I warned you."
As they rose from their seats, Waylon gently grabbed Svetlana's arm.
"What's this all about?"
"Wait, you will see soon enough."
From the entrance to the library, Waylon could see Sasha standing before the roaring fireplace, stoking the logs with a polished brass poker. Svetlana entered first and approached her father from behind. Leaning forward, her gesture of affection ignored as she pecked him on the cheek. He grunted.
"Sit down, both of you,"
Sasha ordered as they meekly took their places in the large leather-covered easy chairs that sat in front of the enormous stone fireplace. No one spoke. The only audible sounds came from the crackling logs as sparks flew about in a fiery dance. Finally, Sasha broke the silence.